At his press conference today, President Bush chose his words carefully when answering a question about Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying the two have a complicated relationship. Putin has been very critical of the U.S. lately, and that's caught the ear of NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
At a security conference in Munich last Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin delivered what you might call preemptive insults to the United States. He was obviously taking advantage of President Bush's widespread unpopularity compared to his own 70% approval rating in Russia. He accused America of a litany of offenses, of destabilizing the Middle East by the war in Iraq, of provoking a new nuclear arms race, of making the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into a vulgar instrument of its own foreign policy, and of greater disdain for the principles of international law. And he spoke nostalgically of the Cold War. One can imagine Putin wanting to change the subject from his backtracking from democracy at home. At least 13 journalists have been murdered. His government has not given much help to a British investigation of the death of a dissident by a deadly isotope. The Kremlin has used its control of oil and gas to exert pressure on former satellites like Georgia and Ukraine. And there is the repressive war in Chechnya, which Russia says has been ended, but Russia has said that before. What is different about this Cold War is that it's a verbal war for influence in the world at large. If once one spoke of containing the Soviet Union, containment today works both ways. Russia has chosen a moment of maximum American vulnerability in a generally disapproving world. The Bush administration can only respond, as Defense Secretary Robert Gates did in Munich, that one Cold War is enough. In another day, the president would have given a more vehement response to Putin's in-your-face denunciation. But the days of gazing into Putin's eyes to get a sense of his soul seem to be over. This is Daniel Shore.